Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Hey, buddy! There's Jim hanging out in the trunk. Just, hey, I'm like, whoa!
That's so like, are we discovering what Dylan doesn't mind sticking up his ass?
I'm thinking that's the case.
Sean, thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Jim's BBQ podcast.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Sean.
It's not it off.
Am I Twitter? No.
You can... I just fucking starts the week over here.
Gotta get those pants off, but...
I can see my dick again! Get in my belly!
Hi, welcome to episode 78 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Oh man, it felt good to say that again, didn't it?
Yeah.
What, I'm Dylan? Definitely...
Yeah, it felt good.
He usually walks into a room and he just goes, Dylan.
Everybody at work's like, yes, we know. I've been saying that since day one, asshole.
He comes into Sarah's apartment and just goes, I'm Dylan. She's like, yes,
she's
I know.
Like, get over here, boy.
Whoa. That escalated quickly.
It most certainly did.
Well, before it escalates any further, where can the good people find us out there, Mike?
Well, if you want to find out all about Dylan and his escapades, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Sometimes you'll get pictures of these escapades, I guess, if you go follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod on Instagram and also on Twitter at the same location.
You can always follow. Oops, sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
I just said, wow, that was smooth.
Smooth like butter. Because he's on a roll.
Oh my fucking god. My god.
Waka waka.
Oh my god. That was like ultimate dad joke.
You might have to go shower after this. After here now. And speaking of dad jokes,
I thought you were going to say speaking of showering.
Have you guys seen the YouTube dad jokes where they tag each other in and do that stuff or whatever?
No.
They're kind of funny. I'll have to find a couple and send you guys the links. They're pretty friggin' funny. But, anywho, if you would actually like to see updates concerning maybe Dylan and sometimes us, you can just follow @BeardedPickle at Instagram and Twitter, because he doesn't update our social media, which is @JimsBBQPod. But you can also email us to find out if Dylan...
Dude!
What?
You just called me out big time.
Did I?
I thought you said it's like, which you can find on his Instagram, which he updates all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured if people were interested to see what you're up to just go check you out, since ours is kind of...
I thought that was your subtle way of saying, like, he doesn't do shit with ours.
No, it's just, you know, at least those ones get some activity.
Kind of sounded that way. I mean, it really did.
But,
Just to make you happy, Jim, I am uploading some pics right now.
I was just insinuating people should go check you out. That's all I meant. Even though I usually give you shit about everything, it is innocent that time. But anywho.
I mean, Jim, do you ever see the notification on the Facebook page where it says, hey, you haven't posted in a while?
Oh, mine comes up. You know you can change those custom notifications, right?
Oh, no, I meant on the Jim's BBQ Pod Facebook page.
Right, it shows up in your little bell thing in your feed in Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you can customize those automated messages from Facebook? So when mine comes up, it says, Dylan hasn't updated Jim's BBQ Pod in a long time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I made it up.
Oh, I was going to be like, that's crazy.
But I need to Photoshop one. Do that now. Photoshop a
picture. But Jim,
and put it
Jim,
up there.
He really hasn't though.
It's true. Speaking
it's
of
damn true,
yeah.
Oh man, now we're getting fucking self-referential.
I mean, it's kind of like Dylan just had a long way to plug one of our segments, but If you'd like to email us and plead with us to maybe have me and Mike, you know, maybe post some stuff that we do on one of those social media webs or whatever, you can at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. It's a lot of ats and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
At. Hey, and don't forget you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
chagrin.
Boulevard.com. Speaking of chagrins, hey guys, I don't really like AT-AT. It should be AT-AT. Thank you.
Whoa. Who's that?
I don't know. I remember somebody took issue with it. I honestly don't remember who it was. We talked about it one episode.
I think it was me. I always called it an AT-AT.
Oh, well, then you're the Sarge.
I don't sound like that.
No, I didn't remember who it was, but if it was you, you're the Sarge then.
I don't like this.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, come on. He's far more high-pitched when he gets angry.
He's almost like Computo. Hey guys, I don't like that. It's AT-AT. Oh, boy.
It's like I devolve into a small yappy dog.
Like, wait, did he like devolve into Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Hey guys, did you guys hear about the AT-ATs?
Oh, wow, yours is much better. Oh,
boy.
My God, yours is way better than mine. That's creepy. Can you do Kermit?
I am Kermit the Frog coming to you live from Sesame Street.
I don't know. I do. Hello, Kermit the Frog here. I am fucked, as they say.
Yeah, yours is way better.
But don't you know, I only have one imitation that I do, you see.
It's Dusty. Hey, Dusty.
You know what's funny, though, like, about his imitation, Jim, is that it still sounds like Mike.
It's got but some Dustyisms in it.
But I can still hear the mic behind it.
Yeah, I close my eyes and dream of Mike when it's going on. I mean, picture Dusty.
All you see is the son of the plumber. The American dream.
You didn't do it.
Dusty Rhodes.
Still didn't do it.
If you will.
There you go.
I had to figure out what you were looking for.
There's always the gun to the if you will with Dusty.
If you can't tell, we haven't recorded in a week. Or in over 2 weeks, so it's been a little while.
It has been. I thought it was a little over a week, but
it's been a while.
It's
been, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been two weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I kind of glossed over it, and I didn't mean to, but... So, what's with that Mick Foley thing? Is that, like...
He does, like a spoken word comedy type deal.
Really?
Tell stories of the road, that sort of thing. Almost like our buddy Kev Smith.
Oh, look at who's interested in going.
Who's that?
Jacko.
Who?
Jacko. He has
I saw that.
I'm going to mark I'm interested, too.
Actually, my buddy Matt, also, that's where I saw it, was that he was interested in going to it.
When is it? June 14th? When is that? Hold on, let me look this up.
I think it's a Thursday.
April, May, June. 14th is a Thursday, it is. Huh. Oh, Father's Day is that Sunday.
Well, at least, wait a minute. Father's Day is that Sunday?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
17th.
Never mind.
No, I was saying that might be a weekend to come up and hang out if, go see the Foley show or whatever, but.
You could.
Me and Victoria usually chill all day on Father's Day.
I hear that.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Since I'm going to be gone for her birthday this year, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, because of the second annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise.
Right.
That's what? A little over 300 days away.
Is it over or under 300 now?
A little under.
Hmm.
Well, that's exciting, huh?
Oh, it's very exciting.
I know Kathy was all sorts of pumped about that when I posted
it. It was like a breath of fresh air. It's like, God, there is something to look forward to.
Yeah, no shit.
Are you kidding me? I was fucking looking forward to doing this tonight. I was like, yeah, that cruise is 300 days away, but man, we're recording Jim's BBQ podcast tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I didn't look at this thing earlier, but I was wondering, this Trump, the miniseries?
Oh, dude, how funny is that?
Do we need to talk about this, or is this just for the...
I mean, we can if you want. I think it's pretty funny.
Alright.
We don't have to. I just thought you guys...
Okay, maybe we'll look at it later. Alright.
I haven't opened it up yet, but is it pretty funny?
I think so.
But, hey, Dylan, question for you.
Answer for you.
What in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Oscar Blues Barrel Age 1050 Imperial Stout. And it's fucking delightful.
You know who has some of that coming my way?
Is it Jim Edelston?
It is Jim Edelston. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was lucky enough to get two of these.
I think that's how many Jim has for me.
Who would have ever thought that I would have been a beer hookup?
Dude, you have... Can we, before we delve into this, just talk about how much beer Jim has for both of us?
A fuck ton.
It's kind of...
He's probably getting pissed off at this point.
Nah.
It made me think, like, I don't know how I'm going to get this past the fucking border.
I'm high and hoping that we see each other before, though.
I was going to say, I think we should try to meet up before that, because I think...
I think there's two opportunities here, personally.
That's a lot of beer for me to bring back from Canada, and for you to even bring into Canada.
I agree, but I think there's two opportunities here. A, before you got on, Jim, we were talking about maybe doing like a podcast episode down in New Jersey, trying to do what we were supposed to do in October.
Yeah.
Maybe even utilizing Ming Chen's new venture, the, what was it, the...
podcast hall? I don't know.
The first podcast like studio?
Yeah.
Or, Dylan, again, I would offer this. You could pick it up on your way back from Brantford here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or if, well... You talked about going to Dark Lord, but I think you said you're probably going to fly, so.
Yeah, I'm going to fly for that, definitely. I still got to figure that out.
I think there's some opportunities, Della, where we'll probably see you at some point where you'll be able to get your beer without having to worry about it going into and coming out of Canada.
Yeah, I think that... this year, I think Brantford's going to probably be like a Friday, a Friday only. Like, I don't think I can do the Thursday. I need the time for myself.
Jake Busey.
Just out of nowhere.
What the fuck?
Why do you have to leave this in?
I'm confused.
I'm looking at the Trump miniseries. Oh. Dude, this is actually pretty fucking good. I mean, there's only like two that I haven't agreed with so far.
Who was it?
So why don't we delve into this then?
Oh, dude, go ahead and skim through it first, because it's fucking funny.
Alright.
I think we need to... Well, we'll do this, and then we'll finish up where we were before. That was... So, Jake Busey!
Oh, my God.
I had a couple chuckles in between, but Jake Busey got me. Dude, Stephen Miller's played by Pauly Shore is awesome, too.
Oh, God, isn't it?
Yeah, the two that I don't agree with, let me find them. Dude, the Daniel Craig and Putin one is hilarious.
Dude, I think the guy from Glee as Paul Ryan is great. That looks like, that's perfect.
I don't like the Merritt Weaver pick.
Who's Merritt Weaver?
Merritt Weaver for Nurse Jackie for the campaign and administration.
Oh, I... Yeah.
I don't know. That one doesn't seem to be a great, great pick. Dude, Tom Hale.
You mean Tony Hale?
Or Tony Hale, yeah. Dude, that's...
Dude, I think Ron White as Bannon is fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah,
that's a good fit, too. You know Ron White would be all over that, too.
Oh, in a second.
Oh, and John Lovitz for Rents. I don't think he's a good pick either.
Remus.
Yeah, Remus. My bad. What did I say, Rents?
Well, that's his first name. I just think it's a funny name. Oh, my God, the next one's great.
Oh, dude, but all every other one is dead on, man.
Yeah. That fucking Russell Crowe is Gorka.
Leslie Jordan one's hilarious. Christopher McDonald one's good.
Dude, I don't know who the guy is that plays Mike Pence, but, like, damn, it's creepy how good that one is.
Yeah. Dude, and Val Kilmer is Trump. I mean, that's
just that funny. Would be fucking excellent.
All right, so this was just to kind of give you an idea. This was the DustyLedger.com came up with a cast for the Trump 2017 miniseries, and it was just like who they nominated for or who they thought would be like obvious choices and. Fun choices to play like different people in the administration and in this clusterfuck of a year that we've had politically and all that. And some of them, I agree with you guys, they're dead on. Like Stephen Miller, the played by Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm.
That one I thought was dead to rights, man. And then,
so
perfect. And then Paul Ryan, played by Matthew Morrison, that one looked pretty good. I think you mentioned that earlier, Dylan, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think Robert Mueller, played by Sam Waterston.
Oh, Waterston. That's so perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. And then Daniel Craig and Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, did you read the little caption below that, that there are literally websites dedicated to finding
out? Yeah, that blew my mind when I first read that.
But yeah, this is pretty good. Maybe we'll put a link out on our Facebook page if Dylan will actually do it, so you guys can take a look at
this. No, I'll do it. I'll do it right now.
Secretary of Defense with James Cromwell too. The guy that was in that played the thing in what other the Shield. Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis, yeah.
Playing McMaster, dude. These are like the guy from Law and Order. Sam, what is his name? Waterston?
Sam Waterston.
Prosecutor Mueller. I mean, dude, these are just so... Like, somebody spent some time thinking about this.
Ivanka Trump and Katherine Heigl, they look very similar.
Yeah, like I said, the biggest one that sticks out to me is John Lovitz. I don't think those two look alike at all. And then, like I said, the campaign administration person with that lady from Nurse Jackie, I don't...
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty good.
Fucking Jake Busey one though, it is fucking hilarious.
It's the teeth, the smile.
Dude, just like how much laughter you exploded with was just fucking ridiculous.
But hey, Dylan, I want to go back to what you were drinking because I saw something earlier today that kind of intrigued me. As you mentioned that you had the Barrel Age 1050.
Yeah.
Someone I saw wrote up a review of the Rum Barrel Aged Death by Coconut.
Ooh.
Which apparently was only available at the brewery itself.
I saw some ads for it.
And it sounded like the review, it sounded ridiculous. The guy basically said it kind of almost reminded him of how like Parrot Bay rum tastes.
Parrot Bay isn't particularly good rum.
Well, I mean, he wasn't saying it as a negative, but, like, the flavor profile was kind of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it just, like, the, you know, coconut and rum and chocolate and, you know, he got a little bit of that aspect of it just because, it's a rum barrel age, so it was a little bit different than, like, a bourbon barrel age.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
It sounded fantastic. I'd love to try it, but I don't think there's any chance in hell I'll ever see any of that.
Oh, Unlikely.
You know, we'd be sending Jim to VME if they ever got a case of it.
He like, literally is like a goddamn mule, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real ass, too. Oh,
I just love it. He just walks in there and they're like, oh, we knew you'd be in today.
Dude, what was funny is when I think it was last week, I walked in and I was like, hey, Mark. He's like, hey, Jim. He's like, 10:50? I was like, yeah. He goes, first row, left-hand side, bottom shelf.
He even knows, like, now, like, what you're coming in for, you know?
Yep. Actually, you know what? Pretty soon, they're probably going to start posting stuff just to see if they can lure me in.
That would crazy. Be funny. I was telling Sean, my brother Sean, about all of that stuff, as opposed to Priori. And he's like, oh my God. And he's like, have you paid Jim for all of that? Cause I mean the list, like you alluded to, Dylan, is just endless. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't afford to give him, you know, whatever amount of money that's amounted to like right, like at once at this point.
Yeah, that's true. I've never thought of it that way.
I mean, like, cause it well over 20, 25 bottles and cans at this point, I think.
And I mean,
no, what I have there.
I probably have like 20.
Yeah, I know. You've got less, Dylan. I know that, but.
Cause yeah, Mike's gotten two of some of this stuff. It's, let's see, 4, 6, 9, 12, 13, 15, 18, 21. It's up to 23 now.
Well,
Jesus, technically, volume-wise, you're at like more than a case of beer.
Yeah. Plus, there's two more that like we had, I think, bought together, Jim, that we were gonna share at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple that I got that I think I bought a couple just myself. I think like 3 or 4 that I know for sure I wanted to bring to Brantford next year.
Right.
You know, some of it's just that I want to share with you two and see what you think, and then the other ones I want to bring to beer club.
Right on. So, Jim, speaking of all this drinking, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a fine-ass Sprecher's Cream Soda, but now that you mention it, considering this is technically our Christmas episode, I should probably go get that Santa Bomb. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, the Christmas Bomb?
Christmas Bomb, that's it.
I don't know. We might be done before you even, you know, crack into that thing.
I don't know, man. We'll have to see.
That's up to you.
Might have to venture and grab it.
But, I mean, we kind of did some Christmas stuff, I think, on 76, if I recall.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But I know we got some other Christmas-related stuff that we're going to get to here shortly. But tonight I'm drinking from brewery that's might be becoming one of my favorite breweries to get beer from. It's from Pipeworks Brewing. It's their Mud Monster, which is a salted chocolate porter.
Mm.
And it's tasty, man. Nice notes of chocolate. I mean, obviously I'm not getting like salt, but it's got like a nice mild, like chocolatey flavor to it. It's pretty smooth. Very nice. Very tasty.
Interesting.
But hey, Jim, you know, you mentioned Christmas and this being like a Christmas time episode. And yeah, we're a few days before Christmas. And in tradition of this season, I think I've done this a few times, and I think maybe you got in on it last year. We send each other some gifts for the Christmas holiday. And I know I sent you guys some things, and I know Jim sent some stuff out. And I know Dylan's been busy, and I know Sarah's getting some special gifts, so we'll give him a pass.
Hey, I got you guys T-shirts earlier in the year.
You did. And those, I love my I'm Tired shirt. I love it. I wear it often.
Me too.
I often wear it when we record the podcast, which I think is a little ironic.
It's funny, I didn't get one for myself.
Yeah, you should have. It's almost like when you and Sean twin, it just kind of happens that you wear it on podcast days.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shirts, too, you got your shirts from Dottie?
Ah, yes. You know, and she, I mentioned that we were recording tonight, and she said to say hello to you guys and wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And my shirts came out awesome. Oh, my God, man. I can't wait to wear them. Penguins one came out great. She made some adjustments on my Jim's BBQ one. It's, man, they're awesome. I love them. I can't wait to get the other one. You know what she told me, by the way, Jim? And this is amazing, man. And this is a true test to the quality work that Dottie does. Since June, mm-hmm. she's done over 100 shirts.
Oh, I believe it, dude.
And she still has one more Christmas order to fulfill for somebody.
Yeah, she's done those. Plus, I mean, I can't remember how many she's done for that Comic-Con she went to, too.
So, right.
Yeah, she's
that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I told you, like, how she got behind with the con and all the other stuff and had to shut down her Etsy site because she had so much on her plate. But, I mean, I mean, like you just said, that's shows you that they're awesome. I mean, I'm building a collection, so I'll have one for every day that it's nice outside.
Oh, I know. She said she just sent you another shipment, too, so you should be getting that shortly.
Yep, got it today.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Very nice. Did she tell you about the special things she does on my shirts now?
No.
I'll have to send a picture of it. There's a not only is there a Dottie Kins Ugly shirt tag inside the shirt, there's a black tag with a gold EC in it. E dot C dot.
What's that mean?
Any guesses?
I don't know.
What is it? E dot C dot?
Yep. It's initials for something.
Executive Chairman?
No. Edelston Collection.
Edelston Collection.
Oh, wow. Look at you, dude.
Yeah. So I got the limited line. The most sought after collection line from Dottie Kins Ugly Shirts.
So are you forcing her to do that, or did she do that?
No, she just did the last stack of shirts she sent me. She was all giddy. She couldn't wait for me to get them. And like, she's like, oh, there's something on it. Wait till you see them and everything. And I got it. And I'm like, EC. And she's like, Edelston Collection. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
She even did mention the other fabric that you have for, I believe, you, myself, and Jacko.
Yeah, I've got, I think, like, what is it? Like, I think 11 yards for, maybe.
Yeah.
But
that means you, I mean, we're going to be twinning times, too.
No doubt.
Or no, actually times three at that point, because we got the gym shirt.
Oh, yep. Yeah, we'll have three of the same ones. But, yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, I know how backed up you are, so I'll just... And I've got, like, four more. Well, probably more than that. I've got, like, probably seven, eight more plus those ones to send her. But I told her, I said, I know how backed up you are. I said, I'm not even going to send them because, you know, she'll try and get them done and everything. So I said, whenever you're ready for them, you just holler.
Hey, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Jim's backed up, too. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
All right, boys. Well, that time of the year. In previous years, you guys got Bachman Turner Overdrive CDs from me. You got some Wegmans Christmas ornaments, which I saw were adorned on, I believe, on Dylan's tree, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they were.
I got to send you a picture.
Who knows where Jim hung his up from? You know what I'm saying?
It's now the mistletoe in my household.
Ah, nice.
Oh, so it's still between your legs?
Ba-doom. Thanks for getting it, Dylan. I lobbed it up pretty good.
All right, so I should go get these things?
Go for it, man. Yeah, right. let's open up some gifts on the podcast.
All right, I'm going to get them. Hold on.
Jim, I got two from you. Which one should I open first?
You can open up the small one, because I've actually had that for a while. I just kept forgetting to send it to you. No, you've already had a photo album.
All right, so you want to know something funny?
What?
Maybe I just mentioned this, but one of the packages I have here, like, I guess they write, like, number codes on it or something like that, and this one says 420.
Nice.
Well, but, isn't that appropriate?
But what's really funny is that just below it, and I can send a picture for reference, is that it looked like whoever was, like, you know, packing up the box or whatever wrote down a number initially and then scratched it out in favor of this one.
That's awesome. Is it the one package from me?
I don't know.
Where does it say it's from? Or I can totally tell you. Hold on.
From Processing Center, New Braunfels, Texas.
I think that's for me, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I asked them to put 420 on the outside of it.
Did you guys look at the picture?
Yeah.
I do. So initially it was going to be 436, and then they changed it to 420.
And I'm like thinking, did Jim or Mike like tell one of like the guys in their packet up? They're like, no, can you make it that? Because like that's something you guys would totally do.
Well, no, because I didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, I just think that's so funny. I'm opening it for this right now. So this
you
is
could do
Jim.
Live video broadcast so we can watch you.
Oh, yeah, I could,
As he keeps opening it.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, we're going to do these on the Jim's BBQ podcast Facebook Live.
Yeah, I'll do mine right now. Hold on, let me get this puppy going.
You said puppy.
Oh, so we can watch him open it too, Jim, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah, that's great. That's a good idea, Jim.
Every now and then I have one.
Look at you with the social media ideas. You'd think our social media coordinator would be able to come up with shit like that.
We should trade roles. Put some butter on it.
Dude, you're fucking... Oh my god. You're killing me today.
Alright, when's Dylan gonna go live here?
Alright, I'm trying to figure it out. Forget how to do it. Where's the go live thing?
You go to the page.
Create story? No, that's not it. Oh, post. It's under post. That's what it is.
Yep.
I couldn't remember. I haven't done this in a while.
What'd you just say, Dylan?
I said I haven't done this in a while.
Obviously.
Shut the hell up, man. All right. We are live in the abode of Dylan from Jim's BBQ Pod, and I have a mystery box here.
Okay, well, wait. Let us get on there, Dylan, so we all right, can...
All right. I'm waiting for everybody to jump on, for the boys. In the meantime... You might observe something funny about the top of this package.
Okay, I'm on.
For those of you that are with us or have been listening, this is a little bit of a repeat, but this will be funny to see.
Nothing's still popped up for me yet.
Oh, it says there's two people. Oh, Teresa Moran's watching us. Shout-outs to her.
What's up,
anyway,
Big Tree?
Jim, she won't be able to hear you.
Oh, yeah.
She'll only be able to hear Dylan.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to open my thing, dude.
Why won't it? It's not saying that you're live or it's live yet.
Just there. go to the Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
It says I'm live. Oh, come on, Jim. We're wasting valuable airtime.
Hold on. I'm following what Mike said. Hold on.
Go to the Facebook page and you'll see that it's up there.
Oh, live. Three viewers. Okay.
All right. We're opening up this sucker. Oh.
Dylan looked very high when he
don't break
flipped
anything,
the camera
dude.
Around himself.
All right, what do we got in here? Oh, shop.nhl.com. Looks like
we got... What the hell? Why did it stop?
Mine did.
What the fuck?
Ah.
Okay, I'm getting back on. Okay, I'm good.
And let's see. I'm opening this thing up now. Looks like we got some pint glasses. Whoa! Look at that.
Wow, you're a little bit delayed.
Look at that devil's pint glass, man. These things kick ass. Look at these things.
Oh, those are awesome, man.
It's like plaqued on. That's awesome. That is the shit. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
This is very, very cool. I like these a lot. That is neat.
What would go better than hockey and beer?
Not much. Well, I'm going to sign off here, but thanks to Jim. Oh, wait, I got to open the other one.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, wait a minute.
wait. Do you want to open the one for me then, too?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Do we not all have our presents from everybody else?
Oh, no, you can go ahead.
All right.
Oh, wait, something went wrong. What the hell happened now? Are you still live?
I'm still watching them.
Okay, all right.
Do you have an iPhone, Mike?
I'm watching on my laptop.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see if I can do this without cutting a finger off or a toe or something.
Your sleep pants look very tight, Dylan.
They're not that tight. Do you like my Adirondack pattern?
I do.
Be careful, you don't want to cut yourself.
Ugh. Man, I gotta use my feet for this shit.
Did you just fart?
No, that's the box, dude. Alright. Come on.
You seem to be complicating this, doesn't
look,
he, Jim?
It's just a bunch of packaging. There's nothing actually in here. Alright. What the fuck is this? Is that a fanny bag?
Now I'm jealous.
Dude, it's like skin tone with hair on it. Do you see this?
That is awesome.
That is disturbing. It's where did you get this?
I'm guessing Amazon, because that's what the box said.
There's the brain on Jim.
Just damn disturbing. But I mean, like, where is it actually from? Oh, wait. Fandico, whoops, unisex, well, it's down there now. Belly waist bag novel fanny pack. Well, thank you very much. I'll show it one more time.
Start wearing it around. Bring it back, Dylan.
Yeah, where's it at, man?
I might have to go live later and put it on.
Okay.
What about the fanny pack?
We'll get there. All right, that was enough.
All right, Mike's turn.
Are you sure you don't want to go, Jim?
No.
All right. How am I going to do this, though? Let me figure this out.
Yeah, the big one, you're going to have, like, you might have to have Liz help you.
Nah, she's under the weather.
Oh, she's still not feeling good?
Yeah. All right. Do I go here? Yeah, there we go. It's going to be a little dark. Hey, guys! Live here in Facebook land. Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm waiting for Dylan and Jim to get on here so they can check me out in my sexy ass bathrobe. Oh, Shad Nowicki likes the video of Dylan. So are you guys on with me now? I see three people are on with me. So,
so weird, because I'm just listening to you and you have a delay.
Oh, yeah. The same thing happened with yours. So, I mean, like, you're hearing it through, like, you know, on Skype, but then you're hearing the delay through the Facebook Live. So it's kind of fucked up.
It's really weird seeing it happen.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to open up the package, but I'm going to take some time so that way the delay, you know what the delay is between the Skype recording and the Facebook Live. Do you know what I'm saying, Dylan?
Sure do. All
right. So, all right.
I was going to start fucking with you and just making hand gestures.
This was the first package from Jim. I opened up the end here, but I haven't pulled whatever's in here out yet. But
I'll pull it.
Just want to show you. Here's the package. Well, what do you mean don't pull it?
I said pull it.
Oh, I thought you said don't pull it. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do then? Okay. So here we go. We have, oh, sweet, man. We got a lanyard, a 5-time Stanley Cup champion lanyard.
Five times.
I don't know how good that shows up on my iPhone. Probably much to Jim's chagrin there, if you will. But yeah, that's pretty sweet, man. Oh, I like all the different logos on that, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty sweet.
You know what it'll be awesome? You know what this will be awesome for?
The cruise.
Is when we go on the cruise.
Yeah, I actually like that one better than the yellow one we have, the back-to-back one.
Yeah, I put that on my my key ring.
Yeah.
I use that one on my key ring. It's perfect for that. This has got that more like where you'd put a laminate at the end of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Jim sent me another package. This one's a little bit longer, and I got a tool out for it too, which I'll hold up here for a minute. Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys see? You see the tool that I got?
Oh, I thought you meant a tool was at your house.
Oh no, not a tool. Not a... But here's the other package.
This is so disturbing, just with the knife. You're staring so intently at the camera.
Here we go. I like sending long packages.
Oh my! The fucking, like, just the face is so disturbing, and I know that this. I'm watching all the video now.
I know. I was kind of funny. I was kind of waiting for the delay to catch up so that you could see the video.
Oh god.
Okay. So
funny.
I'm gonna cut this open here. I'm trying to be careful here.
Watch, he's gonna cut his finger off. Liz, I'm bleeding. Liz,
can you get me a Band-Aid? Oh, maybe some gauze.
Like, you, you lose a fucking finger and that's what you need?
Oh, the delay is actually making it funnier.
I know. What is good?
I was acting out, cutting myself with the damn thing.
What is going on?
How high are you?
Mike.
Dude, you gotta watch back. It's pretty funny.
Ugh.
Okay, so I'm opening this up now. It appears to be some sort of poster.
It appears to be.
I haven't opened it up yet, man. I'm taking it out of the package.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Mike gets so serious when that look on his face. Oh my god, it's wrapped in something else.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Okay, so this is going to be tough to show on my iPhone camera, but it's basically like the newspaper clippings. It looks like from the 2017 Stanley Cup run. This is pretty cool, Jim. I like this. This is awesome.
I knew you were putting up some stuff in your podcasting den there, so...
Oh yeah, I should show you what I just hung up a week or so ago. But I'm gonna flip this around so you guys can see it. So I mean, you're not gonna be able to see the whole thing, but kind of get the idea, right? And you can see like the little tiny like articles for like, the.
He said he's gonna like, flip it around so you can see it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Jim. That's pretty awesome.
I liked it. It's
sounds
cool.
Like somebody just farted.
Nope. I didn't. At least.
Oh, I didn't fart either. Alright, so I'm going to put this back in the box so it doesn't get damaged. But that's pretty awesome. What size is that? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll have to measure it.
I'm guessing 18 by 24, but...
Yeah, because I went to... there's something I alluded to that I had... just hung up last week or the week before, and the frames, I got them at Michael's or buy one get one, so I got like the same size. But let me see if I can flip this around and not show like too much of a mess of my room where I do the recording here. So hang on a second. So you're gonna see like my Penguins flag. I'm gonna go way up here and I'm gonna zoom in here. You see that up there, right?
I don't see shit.
No?
Not yet. Oh! There we go. Your flag.
Yeah, and then there's that.
That's very cool. I got one of those.
One of those? You know, we got that when we first met Shad. Well, when Dylan and I first met Shad.
Yeah.
And then, when I met Sammy Hagar.
Very nice.
Yeah, and then That I got like at a state fair that I went to. And there's another drawing over here. So I got a lot of artwork up on the walls right now.
Very cool.
But yeah, I just put that one up. I was really happy with how that came out. I like that. Shad did a great job with that one, I think.
Oh, absolutely, well, yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna sign off of the Facebook Live, Jim, so you can take your turn.
Okay.
So, Teresa, have a Merry Christmas. So very cool, Jim. That's some cool shit, man. I like doing this little Facebook Live thing, man. It's pretty cool, right? I think maybe we can do these,
the lag made it hilarious.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. I mean, I think we can do some of these, you know, like when we record together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did Teresa say? Oh, Merry Christmas.
It's funny, she was like, Merry Christmas, fucker.
Okay, but, yeah, I mean, it that's why I was kind of being quiet when you were showing off the gifts you opened from Jim and myself, because we could hear you like through Skype, and then I could hear, you know, it coming through on the Facebook Live too. So it was kind of weird. I wonder though, like if I mute Facebook, will that do it? I wonder if you can mute the video.
Hey T, Merry Christmas. She's just in for the three-peat tonight, man.
Are you live now?
The three-peat.
I am indeed live.
All right.
T beat you guys all to it. Request to be in your broadcast. Allow viewers to send you a request to join your broadcast. Dude, that's awesome. I didn't know you could do that.
Hey, look at that. There's the kingpin.
The kingpin?
Yeah, oh, I just saw
you.
Dude, this fanny pack is absurd. It is so unattractive. It's hilarious.
I'm just making voices or moving my mouth now to fuck with Dylan for the delay.
Dude, you know I'm going to have to wear this in Brantford, right?
Yeah, that was the plan. So you can actually mute Jim on the Facebook Live if you don't want to hear him, like while he's on the Facebook Live. But you would still hear him through the Skype.
Yeah.
All right, are you boys in the, I see only two
people.
Why the
hell does it, why does
Dylan?
It always drops me off. It's so weird.
We're down to one.
So weird.
So weird. Hey, Tom, come on out of the closet.
To what?
That John Travolta episode where he's trying to get Tom Cruise out of the closet, or South Park episode.
I don't remember that one.
John Travolta was trying to get Tom Cruise to come out of the closet. Is literally hiding in a closet. He's like, come on, Tom, come out of the closet.
Is Teresa actually hearing you?
Yep.
Oh, she must be, because, okay, yeah. She's just not hearing us.
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, I shit. All right.
You shit? Your pants?
Am I still live?
I think so.
Okay, cool. All right, you guys ready? I only see two viewers, Dylan.
I'm on.
Only two.
It sounds like a lot of fucking...
It's up to three now.
Alrighty, you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, first of all, I wonder where it's from.
Wait, are you wearing, like, all white? Let's discuss that first.
What, Jim? You look like a snowman. Head. Yeah, but, like, the wall is white. You just look like a floating fucking head. You look fucking ridiculous, dude.
He's just wearing a white t-shirt, but it looks really...
A snowball, if anything.
Whatever. I'm a snowman. Alright. Bitches ready.
You know what? Is Facebook Live... He looks like he's, like, filming on, like, one of those, like, distorted mirrors, like, that they have at the mall.
Yeah! You know,
like, in the video arcade.
Something was fucked up about it. The bottom is curving.
Or is his chin just that big now?
Oh, it's huge, dude. Look, watch.
Oh, this is too close for comfort. Please stop. You're tarnishing our wonderful Facebook page.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
All right, let's do this. This is difficult holding the camera.
I didn't realize that Jim lays in bed when he does the fucking podcast.
Of course he does.
The better question is, when does Jim not lay in bed? These things are awesome.
Come on, flex those muscles.
Alrighty. Ooh. Looks like I also have one, but hairier. Oh, I just dropped the phone.
Yo, dude, you're disgusting. Oh, it's an ass. That's why, isn't it?
Oops.
Oh, no, it's not an ass.
You're an ass.
I realize the mistake that I made maybe somewhat in those, in that maybe Dylan should have gotten the hairier one.
Yeah, I was just going to say he probably should have, but dude, that is awesome.
Dude, that is vile.
Dude,
How could I not get those for you?
Can you get a better view of that? Oh, man, that is grotesque.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see, you probably clearly can't see it well in the video, but, like, looking at it, it fucking, like, unless you, like, get up really close to it, it fucking almost looks real. Like, I bet you if I throw this thing on, it looks like I got a bigger belly than I do now, and part of it's hairy.
I think we need to have you throw it on.
Alright, well, you're gonna have to give me a few.
Yeah, that's okay, but, hey, you know what was funny about this, Dylan? Was that this whole thing was like he had posted like all these weird things on that they had on Amazon and whatnot like maybe a week or two ago,
and I sent you a picture of these.
Yes, I had already ordered those for you guys.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I was like biting my tongue just going, oh my god, tell me, hopefully he doesn't fucking buy one for himself.
That would have been even funnier.
Yes. Oh, are you making weird faces again?
Mm-mm.
Or am I...
The video stopped, I think.
Video ended.
Oh, it ended? Oh, okay. Okay. Are you going to go back, like, do another one when you have it on?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. But yeah, I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist those when I saw them. It's amazing, though.
Disturbing.
It's amazing, though, like, when all you do is, like, you put into Amazon adult fanny packs, and they come back with that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I thought so. I was like, there's no question. I was like, I was going to get you a fanny pack no matter what, Jim. It was the idea that immediately came to my mind when we started talking about them. I'm like, okay, I got to get him a fanny pack for Christmas. And then those came up, and I'm like, okay, I have to get these.
Hopefully it fits around my fat ass.
Oh, don't worry. If it doesn't, we'll get you an extender.
an extension cord?
Maybe just some rope.
Maybe we can have some hemp?
Good.
Oops. I keep shortening it when I'm trying to put it on. It fits.
It does fit?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Listen, Mike, chop.
No, I was happy it fit.
Yeah, you heard the shock in his voice? Oh, it fits?
No, I'm glad it fits, man. You don't like to get somebody a gift and not have it fit.
You know, these guts, they're pretty hairy, Jim. It's kind of funny. It's almost like, oh, hey, wait, there's a note in here that says, you've been drafted to the Vulgarians.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm. That's not true. That's not actually in here.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't want you.
They wouldn't want him either.
Jim, are we going to get a picture of you in that thing?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard.
Huh?
It's kind of hard.
Kind of hard? Who's hard?
I'm live again.
Oh, are you?
Dude, this one picture I took. Not a good picture. Let's see if we can...
It's tough to get a good angle with this fucking thing.
It is.
It's hard to make a curve such as this look good.
Oh my god. That is amazing.
What?
That is awesome, Jim. That is so fucking awesome.
That's a really good shot right there.
Broadcasting? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
The video ended. I haven't seen it. Hold on.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh my god. And the way you're laying down, it looks so fucking real. Oh god. Shit. Is Kathy around to see that?
Yeah, I'll set her up.
Hey, Kathy! Look at me! Hey, diaper lady! Here's my diaper!
Nice. Yeah, your picture's kind of weird, Dylan.
I can't really get a good angle, dude.
You're wearing the Trevor shirt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Trevor shirt.
That's pretty epic, Jim.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
You know what the next step is, though, Jim, right?
What?
You're Zubaz.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Okay. The Zubaz and that are... They were made for each other.
Yeah, but me and Victoria are going shopping tomorrow to finish up her Christmas shopping.
You're gonna wear it like out, like yep. Shopping?
I'm That's totally awesome. Gonna wear it.
You should go live while you're shopping with it on.
She'll probably be like, "All right, Dad, enough."
I hate you.
Ashley would probably be like, "Jim, can you stop now?"
She's gonna call you Jim.
She calls me Jim all the time.
That's funny.
Dylan, you might be able to wear that like during sexy time.
Yeah, right.
Although I agree Dylan should have got a hairy one, I am totally digging the hairy one though, dude.
Isn't it great though? Like, I mean, I think I kind of unintentionally did it. I wanted to get you guys, you know, like different ones. But I think it's good that he got the one that's like less hairy because he's kind of hairy.
Yeah. Did you get one?
I didn't get one for myself, no.
Oh, wait till you see it in person, dude. It's nice. It's got a lot of room in it. It's got a second pouch inside.
You know what? Maybe I should try yours on for fit before I get one.
You very well could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I love him working all the zippers, Dylan.
I know. He's going ham on it.
Oh,
I love
good
it.
Time. Yeah, thanks. That's
glad,
awesome.
I'm
It'll
glad
get some
you
use.
Like it. I'm glad you like it, Jim.
Can't wait
Dylan,
to
I'm glad.
Work,
I'm dude. Glad you are along for the ride. I don't know if you like it or not, but I hope you. I hope you get many.
Oh, it's something, dude. It's definitely an awesome. I mean, did you intend this as a white elephant gift?
No, I intended it as sending it to you. Well, I don't know what you mean.
It's definitely a. Come on.
Like a funny gift.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Dude, you need to actually. You don't tell Sarah about it, and then when you go over there this weekend, just walk in with it on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Walk in with it tomorrow.
I think I have to do that.
You totally do.
Oh, and you know what? I'm glad you said that because I was just about to send her a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally walk in with it tomorrow and then let us know.
I don't know how we're going to top all this now. I think we peaked too early.
You think so?
I think Jeff is just like, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to go.
I thought you said you wanted to kind of go early anyway, so.
That's true, but yeah. No, dude, I'm going to sleep with it on, too.
What? All right.
I'm going to put something inside it, something silky.
Oh, my God. This is starting to get a little sexual.
And I'm going to play that song by Sinead O'Connor. When I think about you, I touch myself and then rub my belly.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say the song she covered by that was originally by Prince.
Which one?
What was the one that she did? The Sinead O'Connor covered...
Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares to you. That's Jim. Oh man, that would be funny.
Well, what do you guys want to go into then?
Well, you had said you had a Sarge and a story, so let's roll into that.
All right. I mean, I had some other stories, but I mean, they're a couple weeks old now, and nothing really good. But
is it the court thing?
Yeah.
Mike's.
I'm sorry. I think I sent you guys the link to that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He's fucking. Mike was hitting the bomb.
No. Man, you know, I don't know if I'm getting this cold coming back again or what, but. Oh, fuck, man. I'll tell that story pretty quick. Well, oh, actually, you know what? Before I get into that, I gotta laugh. Jim, I think it was last week, I told you that we bought, like, new living room furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard someone be so despondent over living room furniture that they've crashed on, like, maybe a couple of times.
Dude, what a good word, Mike. Yeah, he was so irate about it.
First of all,
get rid of my couch!
First of all, that couch is comfy, and second of all, I know you said you specifically bought a couch that was long so you could get on it, too, but it was so nice how big it was.
You know, that couch was special because Jim and I both slept on that couch at the same time.
We did.
I know.
I even woke up with Dylan's foot in my mouth.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
And he was like, "Where's your hand?" And I was like, "Between two pillows." He's like, "Those aren't pillows."
Mm. It's in my fanny pack.
It's in my fanny pack.
But yeah, the next time you guys visit, we'll have some other furniture in the living room. I'm sorry, Jim. I know you had an attachment to the couch, but it's time.
You could always just put it down in the basement and clear a spot for me there.
Yeah, he's got to get rid of all that fucking beer we have.
Right next to the toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Okay, so I got to tell you guys about this. I mean, this is a little bit of a follow-up to, like, a story I told, I think, a couple of episodes ago. But I still don't have an ending to this story yet. If you recall, I told a story about how I got a ticket for apparently rolling a stop sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I take a half day off from work a couple Fridays ago to go to this small little town outside of Rochester to plead guilty to this ticket that I got. And I'm like, okay, I'll bring my checkbook and I'll hopefully pay on this fine or whatever the hell they're going to do to me or whatever. Right. And I drive into this small little town. It's like one of those cute little towns, like smaller than Red Bank, Jim. Mm. And
funny.
I drive up to where this, it's like this town hall / courthouse. As I'm driving up to it, all of a sudden I look around, like, on the street, parked just outside of it are all these, like, television news vans. I'm like, what the fuck?
There he is. It's Mike from Jim's Barbecue.
So I go and I try and park behind the building, and the parking lot's all full, and I'm like, and there's people, oh, by the way, outside of the place, there's, like, people milling about, and I look, and some of them have television cameras, and there's some like reporters with microphones and shit like that. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the hell's going on? So I go around the corner, I park, I walk back to the building. As I'm walking to the building, all of a sudden, like, all those people with the microphones and the cameras, they all whirl around and point all their shit at me.
And they said, "It's Mike from Jim's BBQ Podcast!"
And then they realize that I'm not the person that they're looking for. Or what I come to find out, one of the people that they're looking for. And they
whirl
back. Did you
wave your hand like Obi-Wan?
No, I didn't. But they whirl back around and go back to what they were doing. So I walk into the building, go through the metal detector, end up in the courtroom, and there's like the judge's bench, and then the county clerk or whatever, or the town clerk is over to the left of the judge's bench. And I was instructed to go see her with the ticket in hand and all that stuff. And I go and I talk to her and she's like, okay, well, what are you doing with this? I'm like, well, I want to plead guilty to it. She's like, all right. She's like, you got to fill this, this, and this out. And I do that. And she comes back to me. She staples a sheet of paper to it. And she's like, okay, you're all set. I'm like, okay. I was like, do I pay a fine? What's the deal? She's like, oh, we'll mail that to you. I look back, or I turn back around.
Wait, so you didn't even have to go into court?
No, I could have mailed the thing in, but the implication was as if I showed up.
No, I knew that, but you said you just walked in and she stamped it. Did you actually go in front of the judge, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was there, but he's just standing there, like, in case anybody wants to plead not guilty, and he deals with that bullshit.
Okay, gotcha.
And, like, then he'll schedule, like, the trial or whatever, you know. And so, like, there was a girl in front of me, right? And I don't know what in the fuck she did, but she had a traffic ticket as well. And she was initially going to plead guilty to it. But then the judge looks at her and goes, look, if you plead guilty to this, you're going to end up with a fine plus 8 points on your license.
Hmm.
8 points? I don't even know what the fuck she did, but oh my God.
You should have asked. Been like, whoa, wait a minute. What did you do?
I know.
That sounds like property damage.
I kind of wanted to know. I mean, I don't know what you do to get 8 points. I mean, you know, at most what I did might be a point, but they would typically, like, if you plead it, you don't get any points and you just, you know, pay a fine. Right? So I whirl back around away from her and I look, and there's like 5 or 6 cameras in the courtroom from all the different television news stations, you know? I'm like, holy shit. So I come out of the courtroom and I look, and as I leave the building, all of a sudden all the cameras and reporters whirl back around to see if I'm anybody that they're looking for.
They're like, it's not Stephen Avery.
You realize I'm not. They whirl back around and go back to what their business
is. They're like, oh, it's just a tall guy again.
Pretty much. So I walk back to the van. I get into the van. I'm like, okay, I got to look, see what the hell's going on. Because this is a really tiny, small town. And I'm like the every television station in Rochester is at this thing. And it's a small, little, tiny town. I'm like, there's got to be something happening. I mean, that I'm not aware of. I find it within a minute. And evidently, it was like this fraternity that wasn't sanctioned by the college in this town, that like eight or nine of their members got arrested for hazing.
Hmm.
And it sounded really horrible. Like they were killing rats and doing all sorts of weird shit with them. And oh my God, what a mess. Now I'm like, oh my God, hopefully I don't like get like shown on TV like as like an establishing shot for this fucking news story, because I don't want to be associated with this. This is just fucked up. These kids don't know what they're doing, you know? And I was just like, ugh, for fuck's sake. Just horrible. But I still haven't gotten the fine yet. I don't know what I've been fined. And that was like almost 3 weeks ago now.
You know what? You're going to find out when they forget to send it to you, and then there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh, shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I should call them after a while and go, hey, what gives?
I would definitely call them after a month for sure.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if I don't hear from them, like, say, by the first of the year, I should probably call them or whatever. And
yeah. I mean, if it was simple as, like, you owing, like, I don't know, like, JCPenney's money and they weren't bugging you about it, I'd let it go until they asked for it. But considering it's your you know, has to do right with driving, I would definitely follow up.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, even though, I mean, at most it's going to be, like, what, like, $100 or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, you still would want to know, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully I'll have another update here, maybe next episode or at some point. But, man, Yeah, that thing, I was just like, oh my god. These kids walk, so man. Fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's what I remember originally when you sent us the link that said, hey, this was going on, and I read through it. I mean, like, my first thought was what I sent back to you guys. If I was trying to pledge for a fraternity, which I don't think I would have in the first place if I went to a big school or went away, but, and they were like, oh, you need to do this, but, like, it's been fun, dudes. I'm out. I'm not doing this. You can fuck off.
Oh, and you should have seen this place, this house that these guys were in. What a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
There was people, like, these kids were living in this place. I mean, even though, I mean, they're, like, you know, like, maybe in their 20s or whatever, what parent even, like, goes, oh, yeah, you can live there?
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God. Just, I mean, deplorable conditions.
Innocence of youth, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you saw, like, your daughter, like, pledged a sorority, and then you found out that it was some shithole dive that she was living in, you'd probably pull her out of there faster than her head could spin, right?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, okay, yeah, you can't live there. So, I mean, who's not, like, you know, you
yeah, just I'd wonder. Be like, you need to get a couple of your sorority sisters and get an apartment, and I'll help you pay for it.
Right. Right. This place, I mean, it was, oh, my God, it was awful. I remember going to, like my brother was in a fraternity up in Potsdam, and, you know, the place that he lived in was rough. But, man, it had nothing on this place. This place was, I mean, just, ugh, disgusting. And, I mean, that says a lot. Like, it was like, 5 to 10 times worse than what he, you know, was living in.
Wow.
Yeah, and that says a lot. Because that place didn't look very pretty either. I mean, you can imagine, like, a place for, like, some early 20s guys are all living in it, you know, like, right. For, like, you know, 8 months out of the year, how that looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the end of the school year. Eesh. Yeah, I just couldn't, I read the news story and I just went, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. So you guys have anything going on, or what's up, I mean.
Just some time off of work that I'm looking forward to just maxing and relaxing.
I'm off Friday, so I gotta try to just get everything done and ready for the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I am working over the weekend.
Supercellars?
Yeah, I'm putting in a few extra hours at Supercellars. And then Star Wars on Sunday, man. I'm pretty pumped. I'm actually really excited that next week when we do our episode.
Did I tell you what my issue with it was?
And it's no, don't.
No, it has nothing to do with the story.
No, just don't say anything. I don't want to know.
Yeah, it has nothing.
You can tell us what the issue with the story is next week when we record.
That's true. No, yeah. I don't have an issue with the story, really.
You just said you did.
No, I said what I don't like about it has nothing to do with the story.
Well, you could tell us what the issue is that, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see next week when we have the same opinion then.
It's a little teaser, if you will.
If you will. If you will.
I like that we got Dylan saying that now.
Dylan's new catchphrase.
Dude, I say it all the time.
Do you do it with the dusty accent?
Yeah, totally. If you will.
Do you really?
Why wouldn't I?
I thought you just said it.
Like, you do that like at work and whatnot?
Not so much at work. It's mostly like when I'm hanging out with Sarah or if we're like on the phone, like I'll throw it in there every now and again and she'll just be like, okay, Dusty.
You know why he's putting in a couple extra hours, right?
What's that?
Gonna get her a little extra something for Christmas.
Oh.
She's not gonna be around.
That's why it doesn't matter. You can buy it after.
Oh, that's true. Or maybe he's paying off stuff that he's already bought for.
Ooh, that too, maybe.
I take care of all that shit.
Dylan's a player, man. He takes care of his business. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I'm a player.
So do we want
to? You still had to stop smoking joints on the show.
I know, man. I know.
You actually did sound kind of stoned there. I know, man.
I did it on purpose. I did that a little bit.
Whoa!
What's going on there? Dylan just dropped something.
I dropped my poker chips.
All right, so I think we're just going to jump right into, the Sarge of the Week, right, Jim?
Yeah, you can do Sarge of the Week. Are you going to wrap it up after that, then?
Yeah. Nice, right. Tight little episode, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Nice and little and tight. Oh.
I think the Christmas gift thing was pretty good.
I had fun with that. That was fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
we'll see how it plays out on the recording. Hopefully it sounds good.
You could probably trim a little bit of it out, and you wouldn't lose too much.
Right.
Even if,
because if they want to see it all, they could go on. Where can they find the live videos, Mike?
Oh, at Jim's BBQ Pod, or no, at facebook.com/ Jim's BBQ Pod.
Exactly. You can get the trilogy.
Yeah.
The trilogy, all three of them.
Yes,
Jim. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
I'm smart.
And then we'll have prequels and sequels now.
How would we do a prequel to that?
Could film you putting away the Wegmans ornament from last year.
When we get the flux capacitor out and we go back in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. Well.
Looking forward to seeing some.
Fucking go with it, man. Why do you gotta fucking squash everything?
whoa, whoa, calm down there.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, what about him?
It's the season for him.
It is.
Season. Jesus is the reason for the season. You know what Austin Powers said, you know?
He said a lot of things.
About how when somebody's like, I know somebody's going to give a shit about time travel. I can't remember what he said, but.
So you're like, oh, do you remember what he said? Because I don't remember what he said.
Oh, is that kind of like when you're like, hey, Sinead O'Connor did a Prince song. And you're like, yeah, I was like, which one? You're like, oh, I don't know. It was one of them Prince songs.
No, I specified which Prince song it was. I said it's the one that Sinead O'Connor covered that everyone knows. It's not just like, oh, you know that thing when he said that? Well, I don't remember it, but he said it.
I don't know.
Anyway, who wants to go first for Sarge of the Week? I have two, but I can't. Well, we can't include one.
I could go first.
We need an intro.
Ring ding it dong, ring ding it dong. Nice, I was adding a little Christmas with it too.
It sounded like that's where you were headed.
Yeah. Sarge of the Week.
Dashing through the Sarges.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Nice.
As you think about this time of the year and like how much like the food service industry, like those people are probably just jamming because people aren't like going home and having dinner because they're so busy and whatnot. There's so much shit going on. There's events to go to for wherever they work or whatnot or whatever. And they're eating out and you're constantly having dinners out. You're constantly shopping and, you know,
seeing all these
services out and about.
I don't make it a habit of going out on like Mondays and Tuesdays or really any day of the week, for the most part. But like for a Tuesday, this place that we went to was hopping.
There was
like a party of 10, a party of 8, a party of 6. Like there were a lot of like big groups there, probably because like, you know, people are in town and they want to go out to dinner and it's Christmas time and, but they don't really want to like, they don't want to make dinner every night because they don't have the time, you know, and they're waiting for like, you know, Sunday, like the big day, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, Henry, what he is saying is be nice to the Hooters girls when you pick up your wings on Friday.
Wow.
Mm.
Now, Henry picks up Hooters wings on his way home from work every Friday.
Does he really?
Yep.
I don't think
so. Is there no other, like, better wing place?
He says he likes them.
There's way better wings than Hooters.
I don't know.
Henry, come on. There's got to be better wings than that.
There sure as shit is.
It's not like he's going inside and enjoying the scenery. He's got to like the wings.
I don't know. The pickup thing's got to be inside, right?
I don't know.
I still got Hooters to go.
Yeah, I think it's like a curbside, like you just pull up and like, I don't know, I'll have to ask him.
I don't know, Henry. I don't know. I mean, I mean, going back to it, I guess, I really feel for like the service people this time of the year. I really feel like they, you know, man, it, they're just trying to, you know, feed their families and, you know, have money, you know, to spend and whatnot. You know, hopefully they get treated well, especially this time of the year when it's really busy out. But
I hear you.
Yeah. So you.
But no, my real Sarge.
Yeah.
It's me.
Oh no! Why?
Because I forgot to take my vape pen out of my pants pocket last night, and it went through the wash.
Wow.
Oh man.
You ruin it.
Oh, the battery is dead. Deader than dead.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
So I nominate myself for not taking it out of my pants pocket. Now I don't have a conventional... Now I don't have a conventional way or... Well, actually, I don't know. I'm not going to get too specific, but let's just say I'm very sad that I no longer have my vape pen, but I've already concocted a means of replacing it.
Hmm. And think you can now stash those other means in your fanny pack.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Along with your car keys and your wallet and your phone and probably tons of other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
A beer.
Yeah, you could do that too.
So that's my Sarge. Good old me.
So like when that happens, next? I mean, can you just like replace the battery and does it work?
Yeah, you can replace the battery. The battery is not that expensive, but the thing is, I don't think that the, cause the way it works is it's a battery that, and then you take the top piece out, which has like a conductor attached to like a piece of wire that warms everything up inside of the cartridge.
But all that stuff could have gotten fucked too.
Exactly. So there was only one thing I could salvage from it, and it was the stuff you put into the pen.
Oh, I got it. I got what you're saying.
It might have been a little soapy, which maybe I don't know. But it seemed okay.
Did you tell Sarah yet?
Yeah, I did.
She was probably like, "Oh, Dylan."
She wasn't that upset about it. I said I was sorry that I ruined your, you know, very considerate birthday present. And she was like, "It's okay."
You should have just told her all of it in the dusty voice.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I came home last night and I was a little drunk, and then, you know, I forgot to take my vape pen out of my pants, and then it went through the wash, and I was driving to work and I realized this and I got angry and I said some mean things, if you will.
Then you shit yourself?
That was most certainly not dusty. You were just waiting, dude. You were just waiting.
I was trying to hold it till you paused.
Dusty, you see, just had a little ass juice, if you will.
Oh, ew.
I don't know, man. Dusty says what Dusty says, man. Don't blame me for...
But I want to know about disgusting. Dusty's ass juice, dude.
I don't know. That's what just happened.
Well, does anyone else have a Sarge?
I got a couple Sarges, actually, this week.
I think you have a pretty legendary Sarge. But, Jim, you had a Sarge?
No, I don't have one this week.
All right, Mike, take it away.
All right, I'll tell you about the minor one first, and then I'll close with the major one. How about that?
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so I had a secondary Sarge come up this just today. And, you know...
It's those fucking kids who threw a frat party in my house.
Nice.
No. You know, you wonder, like, I mean, Dylan, you're working in an office environment now. I mean, things got to be somewhat professional, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Right, Jim? I mean, you've been around for a while. You know how things got to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I go to call a person today, and their phone rings a couple times, and then all of a sudden I get, "Hello, Jim Smith." And then you hear a couple of, like, quick little beeps, and it sounded like the phone dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
This You're fucking... supposed to leave your message there.
Yes. Yeah, this fucking asshole doesn't, like, say, hey, you know, leave a message. It's not a... It's his voicemail.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you've reached Jim Smith with blah, blah, blah. Please give your name and number after the message, and I'll get back to you.
Yes. This is... Hello, Jim Smith. And he thinks it's a fucking lark that, oh, look at this. People don't realize it's my voicemail. So they do all sorts of fucked up things, you know, trying to go, hello, are you there, Jim? You know what I'm saying?
I thought a LARP was a live action role play.
No. Lark. L-A-R-K.
That is different.
Yes. LARPing is what maybe you and Kathy do, you know, after the podcast ends.
Wow. Me and Dylan like the LARP.
I bet you do.
Dylan's still there.
In furries, furry costumes and fabrics.
Furries and fabrics, baby.
Yeah. We all know about that, right? So, completely unprofessional, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have somebody who, like, has a number that he takes calls from a company, and he works for that company, and that's what he has for his voicemail message. It fucking torqued me. I'm like, really? This is like an adult. Like, this isn't like some kid. This is like a guy, like, older than us, Jim.
That is whooped up.
Yeah. Oh, that's really fucking funny. Thanks for wasting my time, you stupid fuck.
He's so salty. I love it.
I am. I'm really salty about it, but it's just so fucking stupid.
No, it's true. He is.
Hey, but you know what? If you thought that one was bad, there's a guy that I encountered that almost nearly ruined my Sunday night watching WWE's Money in the Bank.
What was that inflection? Nearly ruined.
Nearly ruined.
My I know, experience. Man. You were pissed. Like, we saw this Sarge in action.
Yeah.
I thought I handled it very well, though, Dylan.
No, I agree, but it's not often that we get to see a Sarge happening in the wild.
In real time.
In real time, but we saw this.
Okay, so I post this wonderful beer that a brewery makes, Lagunitas Brewery. They made a beer called Willitized Coffee Stout. And I post it in a couple different beer groups I belong to, the one that you guys are in, and then an additional one that's like a Rochester-based one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll typically use, like, in this case, this was a 12-ounce bottle, but I shared it with Sean. So I used, like, a smaller size glass than I would typically use, like, if I was drinking it myself. That way, you know, I'd have a decent-looking pour in the glass that I had, plus whatever Sean had in his glass, right?
Okay.
So we both ended up with probably like, I probably ended up with like about a, I don't know, 8-ounce pour of it. Sean probably ended up with like a 4-ounce pour. So I post this beer. The glass isn't any sort of like wrong glass. Like I didn't use like a pint glass or anything like that. It happened to be a logo glass from a local brewery, mind you, but not the same brewery that this beer was made out of it or made from. It wasn't Lagunitas. It was a brewery local to Rochester called Genesee, which I know both of you are familiar with because both of you have been to.
Who doesn't know about Genesee Brewery? It's like one of the oldest breweries in America, right?
Right. It's a classic brewery. You guys have been to the brew house, right? Both of you, I believe.
Dude, I like Jenny, man. Jenny Cream Ale. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man. The classic. So,
it's an American institution.
So I post this beer, and I get a comment from this guy. This guy who looks like fucking the dude from Jurassic Park, John Hammond.
he looks like fucking Sir Richard Attenborough. Like, he's an old man.
Yeah, and he's wearing, like, fucking, like, a Civil War costume in his fucking profile picture.
Okay.
And his comment is, the only issue I see is that the glass is belittling the beer. And I'm just in there, I'm watching this pay-per-view, I'm watching the wrestling, I'm like, okay. So I respond back, and I'm trying to see where my next response was. But basically, I think I said, I personally like what they are doing at Jenny. This is what this place is all about, though. We're all entitled to our own opinions. So very diplomatic.
Yeah, and just like, that's just how I feel, and let's move on.
Right, right. He responds back, I once ordered a Guinness at an Irish bar, and they poured it in a Jenny glass. Now that was hard to swallow.
She's been like, I'll give you something hard to swallow.
That would have been a good response, and maybe appropriate. Sean mentioned, Sean's in the same group, and he mentions, he's like, I really like some of the beers that they're doing at the brew house. They do like these craft style beers, like that Resky and Spies one that you had, Dylan.
Yeah, that was great.
Coffee stout that they recently did, an Oktoberfest. They're doing some great things right now. So Sean mentions all that. A buddy of mine, he writes back on this thread. He goes, I loved you in Jurassic Park.
Oh, is that the reference to? Okay, because it had been blocked out when we looked at it.
I don't get that, though.
Because he looks like the dude from Jurassic Park.
Who, Sean does?
No, Sarge.
This guy, the Sarge.
Who said I love you in Jurassic Park, though?
Some other person.
Some other guy, a buddy of ours.
Okay.
Yeah. Which doesn't elicit a response at all. I respond back to him again.
I think it's fucking funny, though.
James, I will drink beer in whatever glass I want to when I am home. I do not own, nor do I have room to have a branded glass for every brewery I could possibly drink beer from. Sorry, I just saw a glass, and this is his response. Sorry, I just saw a glass that reminded me of a beer company that could not produce the quality of the beer in the bottle.
It's just... All right, Sorry. Well, you do your response.
It's just a guy that's just, for whatever reason, I don't know if he's like, he's so old that he remembers like Genesee not having all these great beers that they're making. And because he is of older persuasion. So maybe he's just remembering a Jenny of old. Yeah. He's just old. He's an old fuck. Okay.
He's an old fuck.
Well, no, I mean, he's like the kind of dude that just makes the beer society like fucking terrible. It's just like, oh, you know, I just have to have a vendetta again. And, you know, he's not the only person I've seen do this. I don't understand why beer drinkers take such vendettas against like breweries. I don't understand it. Like, yeah, I think that Bud Light I've been known to occasionally drink this stuff, but Keystone. Like, I think Keystone is fucking shit. I don't even know who makes Keystone, actually. I'm going to double check that because I want to continue with this point. But, okay, so it's made by Coors. But, like, I don't, like, rail against fucking, Coors because I think the beer is shit. It's just, like, I have better things to do with my time.
Yeah.
But, and that's like the problem with the beer society is like people get so like they feel like it's like they're entitled. Again, it's an entitlement thing. Like they're like owed something and it's like, no, you're not owed jack shit.
But just drink the beer or don't drink the beer. Who gives a fuck what glass I'm pouring a beer into?
True that.
Yeah. So I respond back to him, and I kind of name drop the name of the brewer that's making all these fantastic beers for Jenny, because I've met the guy, and he's a nice guy and everything. I go, Dean Jones and the folks at Jenny make some quality beers. It's your opinion not to enjoy them, but I happen to like what they do. You can keep this up, but I'm done wasting my time. He responds back, when you have been to the top of the mountain, it is hard to enjoy others. Try Firestone Walker Sticky Monkey, and you will know.
Okay, also, like, Sticky Monkey, I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but, like talk about, like, one of the most, like, you know, just, like, sargy beers out there, you know what I mean?
Consider the source.
like somebody's just like, oh man, it's a sticky monkey, the fucking beer to age of all beers, and if you have it, it's like, just not everybody's looking for that.
But well, this dumb fuck is also assuming that I haven't had that beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he's making an assumption based off of what your post is about.
He's just this fucking high on his horse asshole who doesn't know what the fuck he's saying. Who probably was too drunk to be at a keyboard and has no fucking clue what he's talking about.
And he just felt like he needed to fight with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've told you guys before in previous discussions, just about how everybody's a badass behind a keyboard.
And I bet if he went there and he went for a tasting or whatever, he'd be kissing their asses. So, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what people do.
Right.
Like, oh, I hate their beers. And then they're like there in person. It's, oh my God, this beer, it's so fucking amazing. Dude, fucking just be who you are. Don't fucking, just be true to who you are. If you're saying that you don't like something on the internet, then you don't like it. Don't fucking be two-faced about that shit. You know, I happen to like what these guys do. And, I've had Sticky Monkey. I've had all these world-class beers. And you know what? Jenny's doing some stuff. Great stuff, man. And, as much as I'll drink something like, the Pipeworks beer that I had tonight, I've really enjoyed what Jenny has done. They just put out this toasted almond scotch ale, and they put it out as a brew house exclusive, and it tasted like an almond paste cookie with cherry. It was fantastic. It was really good. It was well done. And you know what? It was brave of them to actually put that out and, just try something. Right. And then you get these stupid fucks that just, like, oh, well, they don't put out any quality beers. And I'm basing this on an opinion I had from them from 1985.
Yeah.
That was a time before you, Dylan. But, oh my God, man, what a fucking idiot. It just blew my mind. So he goes on a little bit more, and we got to talk about this because it was funny because Liz actually mentioned this and I thought it was funny. He actually, someone commented about like glassware and they actually tried to bring something constructive, but this guy was so senile, stupid. I don't know. And he goes, I actually use pewter to enjoy the brewskis. And he calls them brewskis. I have.
Why is he like a fucking bro?
I don't fucking know, but that was so fucking weird. But he says that he uses pewter, and you know what the problem with using pewter is?
What? Makes it taste like shit.
It makes it taste like metal, and there's also like alloys and shit that like could cause lead poisoning.
Yeah, that sounds dumb.
Yeah. So this was after I said. I said, look, I'm done discussing this with you. And I go, oh, thanks for the enlightenment, James. My last comment was a means to end this conversation with you. Hopefully you can understand that.
Oh, yes, I recall. And yeah. That was a pretty amazing burn, dude.
And then Sean actually responded back. Goes back to my point. They're making several quality beers, some sought after by many. And I've had world-class beers, including Sticky Monkey. As good as that is, I'm glad that Jenny, amongst others, are making beer this area can be proud of. James and Sean kind of speaks to this. If you're, like, basically it was like, if your memory of Jenny are beers from, like, 1982, then maybe you need to revisit Jenny, is what he was getting at.
Jenny, who can I tell
you? But yeah. So, James, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you're right up there with Chris Seymour. Go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour.
We haven't talked about Chris Seymour in a while.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Chris Seymour.
Record last week.
Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a good one, Chris.
Yeah, unlike James, we actually don't hate you. We just want you to go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been one of my favorite things of the year when we recorded the video with him.
Yeah, I was just listening to that episode where we talked about that, and it was weird. It is so funny how.
Oh, no, wife, no, no. It's a thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's
that cracked thing. Me up. It cracked guys, me up so
guys,
much.
Guys, can you tell me to go fuck myself?
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a thing. They do it. It's all right.
You know, I know we rag on him for that, but like, I got Chris is he's a good dude at his heart. He's funny as fuck, and he's a stand up guy. He just says some crazy shit.
That was funny though. That made me laugh.
But he's a sport about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like he's a champ. He's just good like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So Chris Seymour, yeah, you can go fuck yourself, but you're not the super sarge or anything this week.
Yeah, I think that goes to James.
James, all right.
Fuck dudes named James.
There's a lot of people named James.
Fuck them all.
All right, so Dylan, don't forget you got to wear your fanny pack.
Oh yeah. Gotta wear that fanny pack.
Into Brooklyn tomorrow.
Yes.
You should. Oh, man. Could you get away with wearing it, like, the whole time you're with her family?
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Would that be just.
It wants me to.
Oh!
Huh?
There's no way that I would be able to do that.
There's something I wanted to bring up to Dylan before.
Tell you what, though, if you want to check out all of Dylan's adventures as he travels around New York City and New Jersey in a fanny pack, you can check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want some Instagram stories of my hairy-ass fanny pack or a tweet about it, you can follow us at JimsBBQPod. And there you go.
Or you could email us and just ask us to send you pictures of Dylan doing stupid shit at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
Chagrin
Boulevard.com. Hey, Dylan, how about if you just wore the fanny pack and nothing but the fanny pack? You know what I'm saying?
I think I would probably get arrested.
No, I didn't mean like in public.
You didn't specify.
Well, come on. You know where I was headed.
I don't know.
You know, like in the bedroom, if you will. How about if you just wore the fanny pack and nothing but the fanny pack in the bedroom and just spoke in dusty voice?
Excuse me. I don't know how that would go.
Probably not overly well.
I would wager no.
Do you regret not getting the hairier one like Jim got?
Oh, no. I'm very comfortable with the amount of hair that I got.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure you were happy with it.
I'm looking forward to seeing some beer posts and some New Jersey Devil glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those glasses are pretty sweet.
Yeah, when I seen those, great. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, double up. Oh.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we always have a spit over our Yule log.
That's a good one.
Ugh.
A spit, like, you know, you had the meat on the spit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you're going for, too, though.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was good, though, right?
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, very good. All right. Venice, how much?
It felt good.
Oh, my fart earlier felt good, too.
It sounded like it felt good.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your sister's coming up, huh?
Y'all.
She's one of our biggest fans, I think.
No, she likes everything, yeah. She said she listens to the show when she's at work.
That's cool.
Oh, I think I got another listener from my job.
Tracy, right?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, you met my sister.
Did I?
Yeah, at the Pens game.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Must have left a lasting impression.
We spent so much.
That was cold hearted, dude.
We spent so much time with Sean. And
I know.
He, you know, and then I'm like, wait, well, no. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute. No, there were like all the people that were in the seats already when we got there.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, my nieces. My
sister. And then they went to the football game the next day, right?
Right, yep.
Yeah, we did.
We mostly, it was mostly me, you, and Sean hanging out, but...
Right. I mean, we had, I mean, what, like 2 hours in that fucking parking garage?
Yeah. Have you seen Office Christmas Party yet, speaking of movies?
We were just talking about that, too.
Oh, we were just talking about that, yeah. I gotta download it off of Amazon.
Oh, okay. I was just curious what you thought. I'd see if, you know.
Yeah, because I think it's only like $5 or something, so I'll rent it like, you know, like tomorrow or Saturday on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, I think the movie's hilarious, and like I said, me and Victoria have watched it a couple of times. It's definitely one of those movies you can watch at Christmas every year. I mean, it doesn't have to be Christmas. It's so funny, but I was just curious what you thought. I know Dylan won't watch it, but that's cool.
Actually, he was talking about it, and I think he's got the Showtime streaming thing, so he could watch it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Get you.
Well, he hasn't because of their TV service that they have.
Gotcha. Cool.
But yeah, I'll take a peek at it. I was telling him instead of watching that, I watched Bad Santa 2.
I heard that's fucking really good.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was like on par with the first one.
Yeah, the first one I really liked too.
Like the first one, I mean, you know how like people say, "Oh, I watch that Christmas movie every year."
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a viewing of Bad Santa every year.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Die Hard.
Or like how people will do like, you know, Christmas Vacation or, you know, some of the other ones or Die Hard every year, you know?
You know what's weird is as much as I like Chevy Chase and like the whole Christmas Vacation movie, I don't know why it's never been like a on my radar Christmas movie.
Really?
I don't know why. I mean, it's always on during Christmas, so I always, maybe that's why, because I always catch it during Christmas anyway, but I mean, that's one of those movies that if I just want to watch a feel good, laugh your ass off movie, I mean, it could be like June and I'll throw it on and be like, oh yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, it's one hockey jersey I don't have.
A Christmas hockey jersey or a Blackhawks?
The Blackhawks Griswold, because it's white.
Mm. Well, don't get the one with the ugly collar.
The ugly what?
The ugly collar.
Oh, the ugly collar. I thought you said the ugly cow something. I couldn't make it out, but yeah, I don't. You know what? We got in a discussion about that too, and I think because remember at first how I told you guys I'm like I hate the fucking collars, the jerseys. I don't know, man. Whatever. I think the reason it doesn't bother me as bad is because if you look at all the jerseys, there's only a few of them, maybe three, that don't look very much different, and the Penguins is one of them.
Right.
And
although the shoulder thing looks weird to me.
It does, but there, like I said, there's only like three teams where when you look at like a layout of the jerseys or pictures of the jerseys together, they don't stand out like a sore thumb like all the other ones do.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? You know, like they had those like football jerseys that are half like the one fabric and then the other half is mesh.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of, or that's what it looks like to me.
I don't know. Have you seen one yet?
On TV, but I haven't seen them in person.
Yeah, I haven't gotten mine yet, but I have. I got the Hockey Fights Cancer one.
Mm.
They're very comfortable. For the people that said they don't think they're, you know, how they're cut and everything, I think they're cut fine. They fit good. The collar still is weird how it fits on there, but I got no issue with it. I mean, maybe if I was a Blackhawks fan, because those do look weird,
right.
I'd have more issue with it, but I don't know.
Yeah.